Good morning. It is 25 minutes before 8 o'clock. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Gene Purcell, and I've been here this week filling in for Joy Cardine. Chris Taylor is with us for the rest of this hour. She is a Democratic state representative from Madison and co-sponsor of the Wisconsin Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights, a bill which is designed to help kids have healthy childhoods by promoting quality time outdoors. Kids, she and the other sponsors say, are spending too much time inside and they need to get out. And here's a question for you as a listener. Do your kids get outside as often as they should? Do they like to go outside? Do they like to see what it's like in the woods? Or do you have to pry their Xbox out of their hands to do it? Would you like to see your kids get outside more? And do you need legislation to make that happen? Call us at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. You can also find us online and send us an email if you'd like. talk@wpr.org. And you can also follow the Joy Cardine Show on Facebook. Representative Taylor, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for taking the time to be with us this morning. We appreciate that. Let's talk about a little bit of your thinking behind the background on this, the Wisconsin Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights. We can get into the specifics in a second. But what made you think that this is something worth writing down and promoting as legislation?
Well, it's the medical evidence is very, very clear, and what it tells us is that spending free, active playtime in nature really does enrich a child's life by lowering rates of illness, both physical and psychological. Being in nature really seems to buffer our kids from the physical and emotional stress of living in an increasingly electronic and sedentary world. And what we're seeing as well is very alarming skyrocketing rates of obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, attention deficit disorders. Kids are just not getting the time that they need to be outdoors. In fact, the average child spends 7.5 hours a day on a smartphone or a computer or watching television, and that's over 53 hours a week. The average 6 to 12-year-old spends just 30 minutes per week in unstructured outdoor activities such as gardening, camping, or hiking. So we really are seeing kids, unfortunately, losing their connection with our natural environment, and that is having a direct impact on their health. In fact, a growing body of studies really suggests that contact with nature is as important to children as good nutrition and adequate sleep.
So tell me about this Outdoor Bill of Rights. I mean, is this actual legislation that is going to force kids to get outside somehow, or are you just encouraging kids to get off the couch and go in the woods?
Right. It's not going to force anybody to do anything. It's really it's what we call an assembly joint resolution. It is a bipartisan resolution, so I'm very, very pleased about that we have both Republican and Democratic supporters. But it does a couple things. It affirms, first of all, our state's tradition of preserving and protecting this incredible natural environment that we have, but preserving and protecting it for our children. But it also recognizes, this joint resolution, that our children's ability to interact with nature, to really experience nature, is absolutely essential to their overall physical and emotional health and well-being. So it is one of the first, this has never been introduced before, nothing like this has really ever been discussed on the statewide level, a state policy. But I believe, and others who are sponsoring this bill believe, that we are at a real crisis situation. So it's really the first step in raising public awareness about what's going on, but also in getting policymakers to affirm our commitment to making sure that our children have outdoor experiences and interactions with nature. But it's also our commitment to our kids, and we need to make that commitment to our kids, that we're going to do everything that we can to preserve our natural spaces for them. Making sure they have clean air to breathe, making sure they have safe water, making sure they have access to local fresh food. We owe that to every Wisconsin child. And so that's another commitment that this is made in this joint resolution.
800-642-1234. If you would like a call to comment on the Wisconsin Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights, or if you have a question for Representative Taylor, 800-642-1234. So when we're talking about a bill of of rights. There's an actual list. Could you maybe read a few items off the list? Not all of them, of course, because that would get turn into a laundry list. But give us a sense of what's on it.
Sure. Well, the first part of this resolution really, as I said, affirms our commitment to our natural heritage and to our natural spaces. And there's an acknowledgement that children are losing this connection and then that's impacting them in a negative way. But the kinds of things that we tried to include really incorporate, I think, the traditions that we have in this state, and that is that every child really should have an opportunity to discover our diverse biosystem, our wilderness, our prairies, our forests, to splash, play, and swim in safe, clean lakes and rivers. And that is a huge, huge, important issue in my district. Follow a trail, play in the snow, sled, snowboard, camp under the stars, eat meals made from local products and ingredients, plant a seed, grow a garden, kind of things that, you know, I think we have very strong traditions of the state, and also share a hunting or fishing experience with a family member, friend, or mentor. So those are all included as the list of things that we think really incorporate our traditions in the state, but also really help kids connect with nature and get outside.
Now, while this joint resolution doesn't have policy in it, it talks about this idea of these rights and, you know, kids should have a chance to visit a working farm and that sort of thing. But there are sort of policy implications inside some of these statements, I think.
That's right. And that is the intention, because I do think this is the first step for the state to take in making the commitment that we need to make to our kids. You know, I have to say, one of the things that I have been most discouraged by, and I've only been in the legislature a pretty short time, I was just elected in August, is how many policies are being passed that have such a negative impact on children. In fact, children really aren't even discussed much in the legislature, and as a mom of two young children, I just find that indefensible, and I'm very, very concerned with what kind of state we're creating for our kids right now, whether it be what's happening with public education, what's happening with Badger Care Plus and access to health care. So, you know, I was really desperate to do something positive that shows a commitment to our kids, that we care about them, we care about their futures, we want them to be healthy. And so there are definite policy implications in this. I also think that our state, which is, it's kind of strange, we have this tradition of a long tradition of environmental protection and conservation, and we boast these leaders that are incredible, you know, national, international leaders. We've had Alda Leopold and John Muir and Gaylord Nelson, these incredible leaders, and yet the state really has not made the commitment that we need to make to outdoor education. There's a lot of groups doing a great job. I was just over at the Goodman Community Center right here in Madison, and they partner with the Sierra Club in getting kids that don't necessarily have access to the outdoors, and they do a lot of great outdoor activities. But in terms of the state really making a commitment to our children, when we see these horrible health outcomes and we look at the research and say, well, what can we do? Well, this is something we can do, is encourage our kids to get outdoors, encourage these programs, fund these programs, and make sure that the state is, you know, this is the first step, in my opinion, to getting the policymakers to make a commitment to our kids. There's many other steps that can follow, including really making a commitment to outdoor education, encouraging those activities, doing education in the schools about how important this is, and funding these initiatives as well.
In terms of the joint resolution, though, do you worry that some people just aren't going to take it seriously?
You know, the wonderful thing is that we got a lot of great support, and we're certainly, I should say, this is the first time this has been introduced in Wisconsin, but there's 80 other communities throughout the country that have made similar commitments and adopted similar Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights, including at least 8 states, Kansas, North Carolina, all kinds of states all around the country have looked at what's happening with our kids and said, boy, we better do something about this. And this is kind of the first commitment, I think, that the state can make. And if you can't make this commitment, I think it's a real sorry statement. I mean, I will be very disappointed if we can't get this Assembly Joint Resolution passed, even in this very unfortunate partisan political climate that we're in. But if you can't support this, you know, I think you have no business in the legislature.
And so what happens with the legislation from this point forward?
Well, we'll be certainly asking people to get out, contact their legislators, express support for this, and urge a vote on this. We had an incredible day yesterday at the state capitol. We had at least 50 children from all over the state, from Amherst, Wisconsin, which is by Stevens Point, the Wausau area, a lot of people locally from Madison, Girl Scouts, you know, Brownie troops. It was just incredible. We had all these kids come out to a press conference, and all the children had made a picture, drawn a picture, painted a picture, made an art project about why it's so important to them to get outside. And then those kids went out with their parents or their teachers and did some lobbying on the issue. So it was just a wonderful, uplifting, positive experience. We're going to be asking now everybody to really, get active, contact their legislators. And we certainly need, we especially need contact from individuals, your listeners, who live in areas that are represented by Republicans, so that they understand that this is important. It is a first step, but it is a step. And we need to start getting serious about addressing these issues for the sake of our children.
Representative Chris Taylor is our guest for the remainder of this hour, and we are talking about the Wisconsin Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights, and we'll be taking your calls in just a few minutes. 800-642-1234. Speaking of outdoors, Wisconsin weather for today, it is going to be partly cloudy. You can expect a high in the 40s. Tonight, cloudy skies in the north, light snow is possible. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy in the south, with lows dropping down into the 20s. On Saturday, cloudy skies in the far north, partly cloudy elsewhere. Highs will be in the upper 20s in the north to about 40 in the south. And then on Sunday, look for partly cloudy skies. Highs will be in the upper 20s in the north woods and then the upper 30s in the south. Around Wisconsin, 37 degrees under clear skies in Superior. It's clear and 41 in Eau Claire. Wausau reports 38 degrees and clear skies there. Green Bay, 38 and clear. La Crosse, it's 34 and clear. Madison, 37 and clear. And in Milwaukee, 41 and mostly cloudy. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Ten minutes before 8 o'clock here on the Ideas Network. Coming up after 8, it is the Week in Review. My guests of opposing political perspectives will be talking about the top national and state news stories of the week, including the Iowa caucus, a court ruling yesterday in the recall effort and the Government Accountability Board, and an arrest made in a John Doe investigation here in Wisconsin. The Week in Review coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. For the rest of this hour, Representative Chris Taylor is with us, and we are talking about her and her co-sponsorship of the Wisconsin Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights. We've got some folks who'd like to join in on phone, so let's head to them now and start with Jack, who joins us from Fredonia. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to commend your speaker for the core principle of getting kids more active outside and appreciating the wonderful natural resources that we've been blessed with in this state. I have to say, though, that it blows my mind that we would try to legislate this type of thing as opposed to have parents actually meet the responsibilities of actually planning quality activities with their children outdoors, or if they're not parents, with big brothers or any other type of activities that encourages young people to get out and to get in touch with nature. So I think it speaks to the core difference between the two parties today. One feels that legislating this type of thing is the right thing to do, and we have the money to spend on this, obviously. I've heard her say a number of times, this is a first step. I'm sure it is. Absolutely sure it is.
Jack, thanks for the call. And Representative Taylor, do we need to legislate this sort of thing?
Well, the issue is that we have a public health crisis in our state. So does the government do nothing on that? Childhood obesity has doubled over the past 30 years for preschoolers and adolescents, and it's tripled for children aged 6 to 11. So in my opinion, yes, the state absolutely has an obligation. When you see health outcomes like that, and, you know, you're paying for them. It doesn't matter where you live. I mean, if people are getting diabetes at an increased rate, which they are, if they're getting cardiovascular disease at an increased rate, which they are, and we know that some ways to prevent these horrible outcomes is starting young, encouraging kids to get outdoors, then the state, in my opinion, does have an obligation to do the education that's needed. I mean, we do this on a whole host of issues. So I guess that is a core difference between me and your callers. I do believe that, you know, we have an obligation to do everything we can for our kids to make sure that they are healthy and have successful futures.
But he, one of his points was he believes that it is a partisan difference here, that one party would legislate something and the other party would not. I mean, and you've said all along that this is bipartisan, but how would you respond to that if a constituent came up and said, you know what, the government shouldn't be involved?
Well, as I said, I think that this has statewide health implications, and it's a public health crisis, in my opinion. When we see the rates of obesity and diabetes that we're seeing in children, it's the obligation of the state to try to figure out what's going on with that. That impacts the state. That impacts a child's ability to learn. That impacts a child's readiness for future job opportunities. It impacts their ability to get an education if they have negative health and health outcomes that they're working with. So it is a difference, I guess. Luckily, I think that the Republicans who are on this resolution understand that given where we are, we do have to do something about this situation. I mean, I can't imagine if we had rates of H1N1 like we do childhood obesity that the government would be saying we can't do anything. But I will say this, it is the obligation of the parents as well. It is the obligation. We're not trying to, I'm certainly, as a mother of two young children, I'm not saying that parents don't have the obligation as well, and parents are the primary educators of their children. So I think that that is also a very, very important piece of this.
Christine joins us now from La Crosse. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to call in and say that I really applaud the resolution. And, you know, my own family has moved from, we left Chicago when we were we were the parents of one daughter. And we moved to La Crosse, Wisconsin, because now we have three children. We wanted to expand our family, and we wanted a city that was safer and cleaner and more organic and more beautiful and more, you know, like perfect to be outside.
And you found it.
We found it. But I also want to say that, you know, we are lucky enough to have, we have a two in, we have a you know, both parents are in the family, and one, we have a stay-at-home father. And I find that even with one person at home, with all of everything you have to do with your family and your house, sometimes we're just too tired to take the kids outside. And I think about the families where both the mother and father work, or the single-income families, and I think that more also needs to be done to just create the time and space for people to be outside, because I know it changes my life if I'm outside. I'm happier. I'm more content. I'm, you know, more full of life. I'm more, you know, you get a joie de vivre from being outside and more optimism. I think that our whole community needs that.
Christine, thanks for the call. Let's move on to Mark, who joins us from Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. First of all, I want to say I don't believe that you can legislate behavior. I've got just several questions. What's it going to cost us taxpayers, this bill? And what impact is it going to have on business? Is it going to impose more regulations on business?
Well, I will put it to our guest, Representative Taylor. Is there a cost associated with it?
No, there isn't. This resolution is literally a commitment, a statement, an affirmation by state legislators that we want to do what we can to preserve our natural environment for our kids and make sure that we're also encouraging our kids to get outdoors so they're healthier. So that's really, there's no fiscal effect of this joint resolution.
And in terms of impact on business, that was Mark's second concern.
No, there wouldn't be any impact on business from this joint resolution.
Let's take a call from Joan Marie, who joins us from Walworth. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to put in my two cents here, Representative Taylor. I am for activities outside for children. When I went to school a long time ago, we had two recesses, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, for 15 minutes each. And we had very few dropouts or absentees. If there was a dropout, it was once a semester or once a year, and absentees were very noticeable because they were so seldom. Also, in church just the other day, a little boy about 11 years old wanted to get out of the pew after service, and his mother would not let him get out because she wanted to wait until the line passed. And he said, "Ma, I got to get out and stretch." I really believe it's a need of children to get outside and stretch. And I don't know if the state is necessarily the agent to enforce this, but and maybe the school. We had teachers monitor the playground with a little assistance from the eighth graders. And we were healthy. I mean, and if I didn't have recess, I would have been very unhappy.
Well, Joan, thanks for the call. We certainly appreciate that. Representative Taylor, you hear a couple of differing viewpoints there, some for, some against. As you look ahead at where the legislation is now, you had the big press conference yesterday and pretty public splash there. Are you optimistic that this is going to, in fact, turn into something that is endorsed by the legislature?
I am optimistic. I really am. I mean, I think that this is an opportunity for the legislature to do something positive for our children, and we have not seen a lot of that. So I think I am optimistic. I certainly will be working as hard as I can to get this resolution passed, and I think there's going to be a lot of support throughout the state for this. You know, I see what your last caller said. I mean, I have two young boys, and children really have the yearning to get outdoors, to stretch, to play, to run. And that's what we need to be encouraging our children to do because of the significant benefits to them, not just in lowering blood pressure and less stress and anxiety, but playing outside improves concentration, motor development, coordination, mental acuity. It helps children learn.
And I'm afraid that's where we're going to have to leave it, Representative Taylor.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate
thank you. Representative Chris Taylor from Madison. We've been talking about the Wisconsin Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights. I'm Gene Purcell. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.